Welcome. You're listening to the LTE Services podcast series, Let's Talk Evolution, brought to you by Alcatel-Lucent, a leader in transformational services. To listen to this and other segments in this series, please visit www.alcatel-lucent.com/LTE. This podcast is focused on charging forward with LTE, where Julian Grivelos, a principal analyst from Ovum, will give a brief overview of the LTE marketplace, including the opportunities and challenges that lie ahead for providers. At Ovum, Julian specializes in the wireless and broadband wireless access markets, covering technologies such as UMTS, HSPA, WiMAX, LTE EPC infrastructure and services. With that, let me introduce you to Julian, our featured speaker today. Julian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So from Ovum's point of view, where is the mobile marketplace today? Meaning, where is it headed, do you think, in the future?
So today we are approaching 4.5 million mobile subscribers worldwide, and by 2014 we believe that there will be 6.4 billion connections. Of course, most of the growth comes from the emerging markets for traditional voice services. However, we have noticed that recently mobile broadband really exploded, in fact, since the introduction of HSPA services. And we expect that HSPA by 2014 will be the dominant mobile broadband technology. Furthermore, we anticipate that mobile broadband connections will represent 3/4 of the total broadband connections in 5 years. Therefore, we think that mobile operators will go into a transformation process very similar to what wireline operators have gone through going forward. So meaning that there will be more pressure on traffic growth, etc. And this is where LTE is going to position itself. And another point really important for LTE is that we believe that LTE will be the common standard for mobile broadband technology in the future for 3GPP, 3GPP2 operators, including, you know, China Mobile TD, CDMA migration process. So we think that LTE commercial services will start from next year, and we anticipate that there will be around 100 million connections in 5 years.
Very interesting. And what are the challenges and requirements for deploying LTE? In your opinion, for instance, what are some of the network integration design challenges for wireless access, backhaul, and the core?
So in our opinion, deploying LTE is not as smooth and easy to do as it has been claimed many times, okay? Despite suggestions that LTE is an evolution, this is at least as big as a step from 2G to 3G, if you want. There will be considerable impact on the radio access network, the core network, and backhaul. And in addition, because LTE is an all-IP technology, we believe that mobile operators are going to have to go through the same kind of IP transformation processes as fixed operators, as I said just before. So there will be no common ways of deploying LTE or SAE. In fact, it will depend on the existing networks and deployed technologies. If you are a GSM operator or CDMA operator, there will be different evolutionary paths. And this will be the case for almost every operator. So depending as well on the business plan, there may be different network evolution strategies for operators that are even in a similar position. So if you think about all those things, and the fact that operators are really careful with their existing assets, and because also of the, you know, financial pressure, they want to leverage as much as they can on their investment. And this is something that vendors have understood. And for example, on the radio access, they are selling LTE-ready base stations now as part of GSM UMTS network modernization programs. Okay. Same thing on the core network, where in fact you have two different paths. You can upgrade through software upgrades your existing core network elements, or you can deploy new core network elements for SAE, you know, the MME functionality or the SAE gateway functionality. And even the core network architecture itself may be more or less centralized depending on the components or depending on the size of the network. Then on top of that, if you think about the service control layer, we believe that IMS will be the main path going forward. But, you know, implementing IMS will mean an additional cost, and it will be not an easy task. The last point really maybe will be the impact on mobile backhaul. You know, you need to rethink your backhaul strategy. Most of the backhaul networks today are relying on TDM or E1 lines, and you cannot sustain the traffic growth. You cannot support the traffic growth explosion with such an architecture. And in fact, operators will have to face all these challenges almost at the same time. This is why, and because they need to take the right approach and anticipate, they will have to think very carefully about the design of their network and the evolution of the network. When you consider that you have to deal with all these technical aspects, you have still not to forget that there is also the business model side of the story that you will have to take care of. So we think that overall, going to LTE is not as easy as it is marketed.
Thank you for listening to this segment of Let's Talk Evolution, Managing the Transformation to LTE and IP, brought to you by Alcatel-Lucent. To listen to this and other segments in the series, please visit us at www.alcatel-lucent.com/LTE.